Greetings to you, friends, wherever you are. It is a blessing that we can be able to share in this time of worship together. So this is time where we come to hear, as I'm going to explore and reflect on the passage that we read from the book of Judges. I've been thinking, you know, all this time about COVID-19, its, you know, effects and impact. And maybe like others, it's so disheartening that at a time when we all had hope to be coming back physically to meet in church, to worship and to fellowship, but yet when we got into the second lockdown, indeed the second lockdown brought some sadness that we can, it is not possible for us to come and meet, you know, physically in church for worship. So for that reason, so many people might be struggling with this, that in the midst of COVID, obviously we have such questions like, is really God in control? Does God really care? Because there is so much frustration, there is anger, there is all that. It is our own time of crisis where we have got questions, maybe even, you know, grumbling, you know, to God to say, is he in charge? Friends, I just want to say this is almost like the same situation that the people of Israel, as we read from the book of Judges, were facing, because they were facing a time of crisis. It is clear from verses 1 to 3, we hear that these people had sinned, you know, what we learn from this story is about human sin. So the people of Israel, they sinned against God. And when that continues to happen, you know, God is, as much as God is loving, God is caring, he is merciful, but God sometimes, he cannot cope. He cannot live with sin. It's something for us to ponder about, that God cannot live with sin. We remember from the book of Exodus where he says to Moses, Moses, take off your sandals, take off your shoes, for you are approaching, you are standing on holy ground. So because of his holiness, God, my friends, he will not tolerate, he will not live with sin. So this was the life that the people of Israel lived. So with their continuous sin, it angered God, and God punished them. That's according to this story. So the narrative tells us that God's anger made them to be punished. He had to punish them. And their punishment was to put them under the oppressor king Jabin, the Canaanite. And the life that they lived was unbearable. For over 20 years, they lived under the oppression of King Jabin. It was difficult, it was hard, but there's something that I would like us to look at closely, which I also want to point at, that when they realized that they had sinned, they had caused trouble for themselves. They had caused themselves to be separated from God because of sin. What they did, the people cried to God for mercy. They cried to God for mercy. It is one thing to live in sin. It is another to decide to continue to live in sin. But what encourages me here in this passage, the people cried to God for mercy. Friends, you and me, all of us, I think it's also something to, like a wake-up call for us. This takes us, really, it needs us to realize our need to realize our own sins or our own wrongs. We have fallen short of the glory of God at one time or another. We have failed to love others. We have failed to care for others. We have failed to support others. We have not been kind to others. So in those areas of our wrongdoings, it is time that we also need This is a call for us to realize our own areas of weakness, our own areas of vulnerability, that we go back and cry to God, to cry to him for mercy. And when we cry, we experience, we realize his divine intervention. In verse 6, we see God, because God has appointed Deborah to be the leader and judge. So now God instructs Deborah to say a word of assurance that God is going to deliver Israel. Friends, when we call for mercy, when we call to God, his ear does not play deaf. He is always ready to listen and to hear to our cry. He is always ready, merciful and gracious, to hear and to listen to our pleas. So in our circumstances of crisis, I am just wanting to encourage to say to someone today, let us cry to God for mercy. Deborah is such an exceptional woman who is in the highest leadership position, having been chosen by God to lead Israel. And in this, I can see also that it is God who can choose and can place people to take positions, to take roles as he wishes, as he wills. Young or old, men or women, it is God who appoints his people, like he did to raise Deborah and to appoint her. So sometimes we need to take away, to remove any prejudices that can get on our way to those God might have chosen to lead us. So Deborah has a word of encouragement. God has a word to Israel to say to the general called Barak. He says, today, Barak, you go in faith. You go in trust, because God is going to put your enemy in your hands. How encouraging that, you know, God is a God who can intervene in our hopeless situations. God can intervene in those times where we feel or think that we are in dying situations. God says to Barak, you go in trust. You go in faith. For God is going to put your enemies in your hands. And what we see a story of defeat. We see a story of God's doing, his faithfulness and care for his people. Actually, if we would have read from verses 12 to 14, 16, we now see the victory that comes from God. This story of victory, which is credited not to Barak. Barak would have been a very trained and, you know, skilled soldier. He would have had a valor of his soldiers and mighty warriors, but this victory is nowhere near to be credited to him. We see God's doing. We see God's action. We see God's faithfulness. We see God's care. Hence, we realize that and appreciate that victory comes from God. We see a story of divine intervention, divine victory that comes from God. Friends, as I come to close, I just want to say to us all, as we look around in our world today, peace and security in this world can be hard to find. The world continues to be in crisis, where people are turning against each other. So peace and security is hard to find today. But those who anticipate the day of the Lord and already live in the light of the risen Christ have faith, hope, and love as a strong defense against all that seeks to destroy them. We are a people of faith. We keep our hope in God who will deliver us from all our crises and all our troubles, which is fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ, as we are now anticipating Advent into Christmas time when we observe and celebrate the birth of Christ. Our victory is in God. Let us keep and hold on to our faith. God bless you.